I gave this talk at Facebook not so long ago to about 100 employees. And a couple hours later, there was a young woman who works there sitting kind of outside my little desk, and she wanted to talk to me. And I said, okay, and she sat down and we talked, and she said, I learned something today. I learned that I need to keep my hand up. I said, what do you mean? She said, well, you're giving this talk, and then you said you're going to take two more questions, and I had my hand up with lots of other people, and then you took two more questions, and I put my hand down, and I noticed all the women put their hand down, and then you took more questions, only from the men. And I thought to myself, wow, if it's me who cares about this, obviously, giving this talk, during this talk, I can't even notice that the men's hands are still raised and the women's hands are still raised. How good are we as managers of our companies and our organizations at seeing that the men are reaching for opportunities more than women? We've got to get women to sit at the table. Message number two, make your partner a real partner. I've become convinced that we've made more progress in the workforce than we have in the home. The data shows this very clearly. If a woman and a man work full-time and have a child, the woman does twice the amount of housework the man does, and the woman does three times the amount of childcare the man does. So she's got three jobs or two jobs, and he's got one. Who do you think drops out when someone needs to be home more? The causes of this are really complicated, and I don't have time to go into them, and I don't think Sunday football watching and general laziness is the cause. I think the cause is more complicated. I think as a society, we put more pressure on our boys to succeed than we do on our girls. I know men that stay home and work in the home to support wives with careers, and it's hard. When I go to the mommy and me stuff and I see the father there, I notice that the other mommies don't play with him. And that's a problem, because we have to make it as important a job, because it's the hardest job in the world, to work inside the home for people of both genders, if we're going to even things out and let women stay in the workforce. Studies show that households with equal earning and equal responsibility also have half the divorce rate. And if that wasn't good enough motivation for everyone out there, they also have more, how shall I say this on this stage, they know each other more in the biblical sense as well.